Nancy Keenan is the president of the National Abortion Rights Action League. She told a news conference in Milwaukee that President Obama is a champion for women's health care and reproductive rights. Keenan says that unlike Mitt Romney, the president understands how important it is for women to have control over their own bodies.
He is defending a woman's right to choose. I have stood proudly with him because he has stood with us when it comes to making those decisions with a woman, her doctor, her family, her God, and not a politician.
Keenan argues that under a Romney presidency, women would experience a monumental backslide in health care programs. She says that not only is Romney pledging to repeal the Affordable Care Act, but he is also responsible for the GOP platform, which outlines severe restrictions on women's access to abortion, contraception, stem cell research, and fertility treatments. But Sue Armacost of Wisconsin Right to Life supports the Romney-Ryan ticket. Armacost calls both candidates committed opponents of abortion.
Both Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan believe that human life should be protected at all stages of development, whether you're a born human being or an unborn human being. And that is what the vast majority of American people believe, and that is what we are working for in these elections.
Some polls indicate that the American public is split on abortion. Yet Armacost maintains that President Obama's abortion policies are indefensible and that the war on women is actually being waged by his administration, not by the Republican Party. Jolie LaBelle, Wisconsin Public Radio.